One more time. It's all about reaching people. It's all about loving people. All about loving people. Period. That's great for your life to remember that. You know it's about loving people. Will that ever help you in the way you deal with people? Amen. That mean you're not normal. That mean you don't like have your moments. Yeah, we have our moments. But boy, hooking your wagon to that. Love the Lord with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. Wow. Will that ever help your life? Amen. Come on, let's go to this now. Believe God blesses. Say that with me. Believe God blesses. Are y'all okay? Are we awake now? Say, we ready? Come on. Yeah, man, I like that. Hit it, baby. Come on. Believe God blesses. Believe God blesses. Why not?
Well, I believe God curses.
Did you know people think like that? People think like that. God's picking on me. You ever said that? Raise your hand. Come on. So you'll get struck by lightning. How many ever said that? God's picking on me. Thought like that? How many ever said, why'd God let that happen to me? You ever said something like that? Say, well, I don't care what God happened to me. But yeah. They think God's out to get them. Sure. Why don't you believe God blesses? And if you would have met me at different times in my life, you would have went, you should have listened to your own message. Because I thought that in my life. I just can't handle anymore. How many ever said that? We're going to get all of you before we quit. Listen, why don't you believe God blesses, Gary? Why don't you believe I want to bless you, son? When you ever going to get it through your thick head, boy? That I want to bless you. And that you're mine. And I'm never going to leave you. Wow, you sure would do a lot better, Gary. This is how the Lord talks to me. Amen? Whoops my tail. That's what He does. So, let's talk about it. Believe God blesses. What are we talking about? The blessed life is the what? A happy life. And I'm not talking, again, not some kind of hocus pocus, send somebody some money on TV kind of thing. I'm talking about the real deal. The blessed life. The happy life. The word blessed in your Bible literally means, say it with me. That's what it means. When you say, God bless somebody, or I want to be blessed, we don't even know what we're saying half the time. I want to be blessed. What does that mean? I want to be happy. I want to be happy. Say that with me. I want to be, one more time, I want to be what? Happy. How many times do we put other things in that blank? I want to be blank. But I tell you what, when you're really miserable, all that other stuff you put in that blank don't matter. You just want to be what? Happy. The blessed life. The happy life. God can give you that. Wants to give you that. Now the blessed life, this happiness, its attitude and its spiritual, supernatural attitude. Would you say that with me? Its attitude and its spiritual, supernatural attitude. We talked about it last week. This is part two, but just a little bit of, you know, going back a smidgen. That's when I said last week, we've met people who are going through the biggest mess, the hardest trials, and we go to try to help them, and yet when we walk away, we leave blessed. Because the time we spent with them, we couldn't believe the state of mind they were in, how happy they were. They should be miserable, but they're not. God's with them. And we leave going, wow, can you believe that? Amen. So I want that. You listening to me or not? I want that. I want that. And you know what? I want that for the rest of my life. I want that for the rest of my life. Why can I not be happy? I can. Why can I not be blessed? Well, I can be blessed. I am blessed if I'll just accept it and walk in it. You hear me or not? Yes or no? But there's things that Jesus spoke about. We want to look at them today. So believe God blesses. I will be blessed and I will be happy. All right? Yeah, but you. But guess what I'm saying right now? I will be blessed and I will be happy. Period. Say, you listening or not? Why have I got to wait for my blessing and why have I got to wait to get happy for you to come along? Say,
I don't have to wait for you to get in line for me to be happy. Did you understand that? Yes or no? See, if you ever think like that, well, if my husband would just whatever, I'd be happy. You could be happy with him being a bum. Because your happiness doesn't come from him. You understand or not? I don't know if you do or not. I want you to. You can have a happiness that God can give you that will carry you through anything. Anything. Amen. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. And Jesus taught His disciples how to be what? Which means how to be what? Happy. And guys, you got to keep it down in context still too. You got to remember these guys were rough. These guys were rough. I keep pointing to them because they're right over here, the disciples. They're right over here. They were rough. I mean, come on. He's a rabbi. Basically, that's who Jesus is. He is a rabbi. You see all these other Pharisees and the teachers of the law? That's who Jesus was. He was one of those guys. But He was different. He didn't have an angle. He loved them. He was on a mission to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, not everybody knew that yet, but this rabbi was different. And one of the big differences between this rabbi, Jesus, and these other rabbis, those other rabbis could give a rip about these guys. Did you understand me? Yes or no? All right? I'm sure the other rabbis told them what they needed to do, how they need to live. But these other rabbis would have never picked these guys to be their proteges. These other rabbis would have never picked these guys to be on their team. You understand? Jesus did. He picked these guys to be on His team. And so He had to teach them things. Y'all listening? And plus, I'm sure they had in their mind, you know, they saw all these other rabbis and their students. And their followers. Jesus said, follow me. I'll make you what? Fishers of who? Men. Because they were fishermen. They were fishermen. And He talked their language, talked their talk. But boy, He had to teach them a lot. I don't even know the knowledge they had of the Scriptures. I say it would have probably been very limited, their knowledge of the Scriptures. That's my opinion. Most fishermen I met are a lot of hard workers and good people, but they can't quote a lot of Scriptures and verses. Amen. Come on. What's the difference with these dudes? I tend to think they're probably about the same. So He picked them. But He needs to teach them. All right? So we learned last week four things that He taught them. He pulls them aside. He teaches them something called the Beatitudes. If I want to be blessed, if I want to be happy, why would I not go to the Beatitudes? Because every one of them says blessed, 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 blessed. If you do this, you'll be blessed. Is that what it says? Sure it does. So last week we learned four of them. I hope I'm not boring you to tears here. Okay? And by the way, if you want to be blessed, you're probably going to have to listen. Excuse me. You hearing me today? Yes or no?
I'm being blessed. Go ahead. I'm sleeping though.
Enjoy your nap. Come on. Come on. Now, the four things we learned, I'm not going to repeat what Jesus said. We got it in language we can understand, and also we've broken it down for you. The first one, I'm blessed and I'm happy when I depend on God and not myself. And the blessing and happiness is knowing that this world's not my home and Satan ain't my daddy. Okay? So I'm going to depend on God and Him alone. This world's not my home. Jesus told the guys, remember that. Okay? Number two, I'm blessed and I'm happy when I recognize my needs, my hurts, and my struggles, and I give them to the one who truly cares for me. The blessing and happiness is knowing God's going to comfort me. Amen? See, He said crazy things to them, like, blessed are the poor in spirit. And then He said this one was, blessed are they that mourn. Can you imagine telling fishermen, blessed are you that cry? Hey, blessed are you boys that cry. What does that mean? That's what I'm talking about. This is a spiritual, supernatural attitude. A lot of times as men, guys, and that's what I am. I'm a man, don't make any bones about it. God never called me to be a mother. He called me to be a father. You understand? Yes or no? Amen? So I'm not a mother. So I don't talk like a mother. I'm not a mother. Love mothers. Had the greatest mother who ever lived. I honor you, mothers, but I'm not one. Amen. Amen. So he talked to these guys who were not mothers either. But you know what? We need to learn some things. And he was teaching them, guys, it's okay. And it's a good thing. Instead of you thinking you're all that all the time, it's a good thing that you guys realize when you hurt, you do hurt because you do hurt. When you're struggling, you struggle because you're going to struggle. Why don't you go ahead and recognize it? It's just trying to tough it up all the time. Why don't you go ahead and recognize it? Not whine about it, but recognize it and give those struggles to God. Amen. Just make you a stronger man, a better man, a happier man. Yes or no? Say. What's happier? I'm tough. Bad stuff happens. I'm just tough. You all right? Yeah, I'm good. Get out of my face. I'm good. Wouldn't it be better to go ahead and give some of that to God? Say. Or, yeah, I'm good, I'm good. Then we go kill people. Is that what we do? Or go, I'm good, and go beat the snot out of somebody. I'm better now. Wouldn't it be better to go ahead and recognize some of those hurts and needs and things like that and give them to God? Yes or no? See, happiness. Keep looking. Number three last week, I'm blessed, I'm happy when I am humble. Blessed are the meek. And I have the right view of who I am and who God is. Stay meek, fellas. You're going to see some wild stuff as we make our journey around this lake. Lame are going to walk. He probably didn't say that at that moment. Blind are going to see. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being with somebody and then later they had some of these gifts themselves of healing? Can you imagine if they didn't stay meek how they could have all started their own cult, say? The cult of Peter. And quite frankly, excuse me, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Catholic Church went out and made Peter something he wasn't supposed to be. Is that the truth? Yes or no? Sure they did. That's what we do with men. Stay meek! You hear me? And that's what we do with anybody. We could say it about a lot of people. Churches do it. You know, we're never intended to pray to Mary. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be ugly this morning, but guys, come on. Keep your focus. Remember, it's on God, not on man. You listening, yes or no? You want to be happy? He's teaching them something. Keep your view on God. Remember, it's God and not you. Remember that. Remember that. You'll be happy. The blessing and happiness is knowing that I'm a child of God and I have a future destiny that's out of this world. Amen? You stay meek on this journey down here. The fourth one last week. I'm blessed, I'm happy when I desire for the things that God says are right. What was that one? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Remember that one? So I'm blessed, I'm happy when I desire the things that God says are what? But we think we're happy when we go after the things that are wrong. But once we get things that are wrong, we might be happy for a moment, but we find out later, I ain't happy. Oh no, I screwed up. Too late. Do the thing that's right. Amen. The blessing and happiness is knowing God will give me incredible what? And what? Contentment. So those are the four. Let's push ahead and look at these other four. And I don't preach them long, so don't think, oh no, I got four more. Come on, you'll be fine. Here we go. Believe God blesses. So the fifth one, say that one with me. Blessed are the, for they shall obtain mercy. What I'm trying to say is Jesus taught these guys, if you really want true happiness, you got to go against the grain of really what your mind is telling you sometimes and what your passion is telling you sometimes. Because when somebody does us wrong, we want them to pay. Is that correct? Yes or no? You wrong me and you're going to what? Pay. Jesus said, blessed and happy are the merciful. Wonder what the word mercy means. I'm blessed and I'm happy when I extend mercy to others. I'm blessed and I'm happy when the price has already been paid. What you did to hurt me, you don't owe me anything. Price paid. No, you're weak when you're like that. No, I choose to live like that. Jesus says you'll choose and be better off when you live like that. You'll be happy. Amen. How many, I'm not trying to pick on you today, but this is important.
How many, not to say you're currently going through it, but how many, somebody hurt you in your life along the way, and you dealt with it for a long time, and it was screwing you up in your head and your mind and your life. Can I see your hand? Look at how many hands went up. Guys, I couldn't ask another question like that and get that many hands on probably another question. I mean, that's crazy. Let's do another question. Not trying to get you in trouble. How many had something bad, somebody hurt you bad, and you tried to get back at them some way, shape, or form, and it really didn't satisfy you? Can I see your hand? That's still a lot of hands. You don't want to mess with these people. Listen, what's the point? Blessed are the merciful, for you shall obtain mercy. Amen. Come on. Mercy means price paid. Jesus on the cross says, Father, what? For they don't know what they're doing. Amen. That was Jesus. 2 Corinthians, one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became what? That you through His what? Poverty might be made what? He extended mercy to us. He paid the price for us so that we could be made rich. Amen. He wasn't telling them to do something He wasn't doing. The Bible talks about Jesus, you know, for the joy that was set before Him. He even looked at the cross with joy, with happiness. That's crazy. The brutal murder He was going to endure, He looked forward to it with happiness. You know why He looked forward to it with happiness? Because people mattered more than anything to Him. Did you get that? Yes or no? People. He saw beyond the pain and He saw the people. He saw beyond the pain and He saw the people. That's a great way to live your life. Jesus said, this is happiness, man. Because when you do get bitter at people, you want to get even, you can almost, you stop living life. Did you ever do that? Say, you sort of stop living life for a while just so you could take time to be angry and mad and bitter and get even. And life just sort of stopped. My life is over. But I'm happy. Liar, you're not happy. Life stopped. Come on. That's what He was talking about. He was helping them really be men, wasn't He? Amen. Come on. For they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. The blessing and happiness is knowing that God has and will continue to show who? Mercy to who? Isn't that the blessing? Amen. Say, man, as I extend mercy to other people, listen, here's the blessing. How can you do that? Well, because He keeps showing me mercy. He keeps giving me mercy. God keeps helping me. He keeps forgiving me. I can price paid, because that's what He says to me. I can do that with other people. You understand? Amen. I'm not necessarily saying be a whooping post for somebody. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying continue to be a doormat for people. I'm not saying that. You got to use your brain. You got to know when enough is enough and when to move on. You understand what I'm saying? But when you move on, you can move on. Say move on. One more time. How many people you know they moved on, but they ain't moved on? Yeah. And most of them are miserable, aren't they? Say. And the worst ones are the ones that try to act spiritual. I love Jesus. You know, yeah, you need to do this. And I'm looking at them going, well, you just need to get over your mess, because I ain't hearing a word you say, because all you're talking about is your mess all the time. You hearing me? Sorry. But God, who's rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, He's merciful. So that's number 5. We're learning how to be happy. Number 6. Blessed are the, say it with me, pure in, for they shall what? What's this mean? I am blessed. Go ahead and say that with me. I am blessed and I am happy when I continually acknowledge that I am made inwardly clean through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I am happy when I'm continually acknowledged that I am inwardly clean because of what Christ has done for me. Pure in heart. How much better of a life can you live instead of living in the past or dwelling on all the problems and
sins and struggles, or dwelling on what other people aren't doing or should be doing, how much better would your life be? How much happier would you be knowing that the blood of Jesus, God's Son, continually cleanses you from all sin? And you walk in that and live like that. You think you'd be happier, yes or no? Absolutely. Now I'm going to spend time looking at Sister So-and-so. What she ain't doing. Gee, what she did. Why don't you walk in the cleansing of the blood of Christ? Say, amen. Say. Or we keep bringing up what somebody else did to us. Somebody else did to us. Somebody. Why don't you bring up what He did for you? Come on. Praise the Lord. Come on, man. Yeah, but. How about this? Yeah, but He did this for you, man. Get your head up. Let's be happy. Can you imagine Jesus hooking His wagon to all these rascals? I can see Him telling God His Father out on His time when He's by Himself. Man, this is going to be a rough trip. I'm serious. When you're married, you got another person. That's pretty rough right there for some. Amen? And then you got the youngest. Oh, boy. Can you imagine 12 men? Jesus, the Son of God, hooks Himself to 12 men, and they're fishermen, and they're tax collectors, and they're crazy? That's why He had this little pep talk up front. You end up, after church today, I'm taking a little road trip. Not long, just a day. We're going to go up above Tampa and spend the night. And I'm going to do this more and more and more. I'm taking Kim and me and the two little girls. That's what I did with Mitch and Elise. Now, I always had a good time doing that. That's the plan this time. Okay. But before we ever go on this road trip, there will be some road rules. All right, I can still drive with one hand and hit with this one. No, I'm sorry. No, but you know, there's just road rules. And I sort of feel like this was Jesus with these guys. Hey, dudes, come on, we're going to go have a talk. We got some road rules before I spend all my life with you guys. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pure in heart. Come on. If you walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth ain't in us. If we confess our sin, say it with me, He is what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the happy life, guys. Are you hearing me? All right? For they shall see God. This is the blessing. So the blessing and happiness is knowing that literally, I will literally see Jesus one day. It will happen. Why not think like that? Amen. Say. Instead of dwelling here or thinking this or whatever. Hey, He makes me clean every day. Every day. And one day, I'll see Him. What a great way to live life. One of my favorite verses in the Bible was my favorite verse till my mother died. And I took her life first, Romans 8:28. But this was my life verse up to that point. Beloved, now we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. What a great way to live life. Amen, say. Come on. Talking about the real happy life here today. Come on. Number 7. If you'd say it with me. Blessed are the, for they shall be called the children of God. Honestly, a lot of Christians can say they're Christians, but you can't call them the children of God. Meaner than a snake. Some of us grew up in churches. Judgmental, hard, angry. How many ever got popped on the hand at like a little Christian school or Christian day school or something by somebody that was a Christian? Pop! Pop you! My kids grew up in a previous ministry and they did great. People loved them. But boy, I remember certain times, boy, some of those folks would just read them the riot act. I mean, if they were the kid without the Bible, ha! You don't have your Bible! You're a preacher's son! Stuff like, you understand? Yes or no? You do something wrong even when you get grown. Sometimes the first one is to kick you in the teeth. Yes or no? Sure it is. That's not us. Say that with me. That's not us. One more time. That's not us. That's not acceptable here, guys. Say that with me. That's not acceptable here. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's not people matter first. People are more important than anything. What kind of people? Just save people. Lost people. Save people. All people. Amen. Say. Y'all hear me or not? Come on. Listen. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Say this with me. Say it out loud. I am blessed and I am happy when I endeavor to share with others how to have a true inward peace with God through Jesus Christ. Now that's the best peace you could ever be for somebody. The best peacemaker you could ever be is helping somebody have peace with God. Amen? Say, that's the best way you could ever be a peacemaker. Okay? We should be that kind of person. Blessed are the peacemakers. That's what this means to me. You know, guys, when we travel around here, you know, we're going to help people know that God loves them. They're going to see these disciples. They're going to see you guys with me, and they're going to think they have a chance. Amen. Say. The other rabbis show up, and they're all fancified and looking at all this, that, or the other. Can you imagine Jesus coming? And here's his crew. Isn't that funny? Listen. We want other people to know they can be made clean too. Amen? This God didn't call us to tell people how dirty they are. Did He? Say. Most people I've met, honestly, the time I've tried to talk people out of being dirty, most of that time never worked anyway. You understand? But the time I've spent with people telling them how much they're loved has proved a lot of good fruit in my life. And I have to apologize to you. I spent a lot of my life sort of screwed up on that issue. I choose love. Like Elise says, say it with me. I go to church for what? One more time. I go to church for what? I go to church for what? No, I want to go to church where I'm judged. Don't put that on a Christmas ball. That one won't sell. Amen. Say. Come on. But now in Christ Jesus, you sometimes were far off. You're made nigh now by the blood of Christ. For He's our what? Peace. Who's made one. He's broken down that middle wall of partition that separated us. Awesome verses. What's the blessing? For they shall be called the children of God. Pop it up. The blessing and happiness is that others will know that I belong to Jesus and that they too can experience the new birth and the new life in Jesus Christ. Isn't that crazy? I love being a part of this town. You know, I think they could do a movie on this town. I definitely would want to be the preacher in the movie. Or the sitcom we'd have. Amen? I love this town. I love being in the fabric of my community. You know what I mean? I don't know. When people look at me, I want them to think, wow, and he's a preacher. I might have hope here too. I've had more than one man tell me, or their wives tell me a lot of times, you know, my husband wouldn't go anywhere, but he'll come here and listen to you. And the reason is because there ain't a whole lot of difference between him and me. That's what the deal is. Amen? I don't mind being one of the disciples. You can call me Peter. You can call me any of those boys' names, James and John. That'll stick on me just fine. I don't mind being one of His disciples. I choose being in Jesus' boat than the boat with those Pharisees any day of the week. You can have that boat. I ain't going down that road. I'll stay fishing what I do in my boat over here. Amen. I want us to be that kind of church, guys. When I'm preaching, I'm also trying to project out in the future for us as well. I want us to be that kind of church. Not that God's Word doesn't matter. Not that His precepts don't matter. Not that righteous living doesn't matter. We already covered the one that said about doing right and doing the right thing. Is that right? But can we leave whatever we picked up along the way in the church life of the history of the church, the judging and the putting people down and not being kind and not being loving, and can we just throw that in the trash? Say, yes or no? I know. It's not easy. Wow, it's the right life. Look at this great verse. Wow, what a great verse he put on them. This is the Beatitudes, and this is just an extra verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. What a great verse. Guys, be peacemakers. You know, share God's love with them. Let them see it in you, man. Let them know that, hey, if I picked you, I'll pick them. Amen. Don't be a hindrance to me. Guys, be a peacemaker out there. Let your light so shine. Change has been made in your life. And we'll change the world, Jesus said. Amen. The last one, how to be happy. Believe God can make you happy. I'm going to tell you right now, if you do these eight things and you latch onto these eight things with both hands, I mean with your fingernails clawing them, hang on like that, you'll be the happiest person. You'll start being happier today. You'll start being happier today. People won't know you in probably a few months, even a couple of years. They won't know you. You won't be the same you anymore. And that's the whole goal here, is to less you, more him. You decrease, he increases. You die daily, he lives every day through you. That's the beautiful thing. I am nowhere near the person I was when I put my faith in Christ. Guys, honestly, you can also have little warp speed moments in your Christian life. I am not the same person I was 3 years ago. Because of pain, because of struggle, because of things in my life. I am not the same person. The pain didn't make me that. The journey did. And walking with him and following him and him taking me to the woodshed and him working with me and loving on me through people. And it's just crazy. I'm different. But if I'm different and more like him, praise God. Amen. Now, if I'm different because I used to be happy and now I'm all beat up and sad and just a mess and can't get anything done, well, that'd be a tragedy. I'm glad A was true and not B. Amen. You hear me today? Getting a little deep here, but this is really important, guys. Some of you aren't happy because you don't think you can be. And you're not happy because you're trying to go after happiness other ways. Jesus said, this is the happy road. This is the happy life. Amen. And it's not that complicated. He told fishermen to cry out loud. You can do this. Here's the last one. Wow. I told you this went away, went contrary to a lot of our thinking, especially the thinking of a man. Blessed are those that cry. Blessed are those that meek. That means weak a lot of times to a lot of people. You know? All these things are sort of a little contrary, especially to men. Look at this one. Say it with me. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed or happy are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Wow. Our natural response is to fight back. Our natural response is when somebody does something wrong to us to tell everybody and try to get sympathy. Is that true? Yes or no? Sure. Oh, yeah, they did it to me. It did it to me and everything. Now, that's okay because it did happen and you are crying and you got hurt. I understand that. And that's fine. And we can stay right here if you want to. But if you were doing the right thing and you got hurt and all that, we can still stay here and you can live life right here if you'd like to. Or you can be happy that you did the right thing and got beat up for it. I don't know. We ain't got too many options here. But I think Jesus was saying, guys, you're going to get your tail kicked a little bit on this journey. And I'd rather not you hold me down and drag me down. I'd rather us keep moving the train along this lake as we go around ministering instead of having to wait on your little whiny butt. You hear me? I mean, I can hear him saying that to him, talking like that. You're going to be a lot happier when we do the right thing and get run out of town
than us trying to file this report and that report and this report and that report and us talking, blah, 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 calling the TV thing. Can we just keep going?
Y'all hear me? I know I'm goofy.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Okay? Say it with me. I am blessed and I am happy because I know as a follower of Jesus Christ that I too will be misunderstood and mistreated, but so? Say. So? What's the big deal? Now, I know I'm making little light because some people get their life taken. They're murdered. They're killed. Every disciple was murdered. Except John put on the Isle of Patmos. We really don't know, but that was sometimes even worse than a murder. That was a slow, dying, agonizing, painful death in exile. So I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just trying to say, if you want to be happy, if you're living for God and it costs you, why not be happy about it? Say that He found you worthy to let you bear some of the shame. Say, isn't that a different way to think? Say, bear some of the suffering. Again, I'm not saying be a whipping post. Don't get it wrong. Don't get too confused on this one. But blessed are you when you are persecuted for what? Righteousness' sake. Listen, guys, it's not my goal in life to make everybody else happy. I want to love people. But ultimately, I want to do what's right and Him be happy with me and me be happy with Him. Somewhere along the way, some folks are not going to be happy with me. Say things. It's happened many times in my life. Come against me. Come against my children. We've had different threats, different things like that. Not trying to make light of real things that could really happen. Am I going to dwell on it? Yes or no? No. Not going to dwell on mess like that. I'm going to go out and love people. Going to keep moving. Going to keep, come on boys, let it go. Amen. Say, you okay? Did I lose you today on that? Listen, whoever doesn't bear his cross and come after me cannot be my what? It's funny how things can happen to us at church, or some Christian will say something cross to us, or I don't know what might happen, and we just quit. We get our feelings hurt so easy. Why don't you toughen up a little bit? Say, why don't you remember these rascals over here that started walking with Jesus? Why aren't we a little bit more like them? You know what I mean? Come on. If you did the right thing and you weren't appreciated for it or you got hurt because of it, well, we can sit around and talk about it. It might make a good little story, but can we just keep reaching other people? Amen. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Here's the blessing. The blessing and happiness is confidently knowing that there is a great reward awaiting me one day in heaven. Amen. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Come on. So I didn't get appreciated right now. And I got put down right now. And I was misunderstood right now. Well, guess what? One day, the real deal is going to happen. Amen. I said it earlier. Hey, I'm glad what we're doing out there on the property. I really am. Be honest with you guys. When we started the church 11 years ago, anybody in this room that was with us would be lying through their teeth if they thought we'd ever have anything remotely close to what we're looking to move into. Is that true? Come on, guys, you know that. And quite frankly, it's not that it doesn't matter to me. It does matter to me. But through this journey, from when we started to build the building, what's been happening to me, which I think is a really good thing, is that people matter a whole lot more. Do you understand? But in the meantime, it's almost like, I don't know this is the truth, but it's like God has given us something extra special because we've grown in love with people over these years. And in essence, He's like, you know what? I want to just do something really special for you guys. because you really love people. And you know it ain't about the building, and you know it ain't about the pretty, and you're not trying to impress people so they'll look at you. You're trying to impress people so they'll look at me. And I like people to look at me, God says, and that's pretty incredible. And He's blessing us with these good things. So the point is that, man, wow, the reward. And there's not just a reward in heaven, there's a reward right now when you live this way. Understand? Yes or no? We'll be misunderstood. I'm sure people say, well, that fellowship church, all they want is your money so they can build a building. They don't know the years we put into it. They don't know the years of on my own life that we, you know, we just put into it, man. We put toe-to-toe on bids and this, that, and the other, and we fight like tooth and nails. You know what I'm saying? Who gives a rip? It's all about reaching people. Amen. Say, did I lose you again? I don't know what will happen with this message. Whatsoever you do, do heartily as to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. And not unto who? Fellows, you're going to be persecuted on this journey with me around this lake. But if you're doing it for men, go ahead and get back to the boat because you're not going with me. I didn't come here to do my business, Jesus said. I came here to do His business. And since you're with me, that goes for you too. Amen. Come on. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. One day. Say it with me. For you serve the who? The Lord Christ. And we're done, Raj. I think we are anyway, buddy. A couple more scriptures. Is that it? We're good, buddy. Matthew 5:25. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You keep serving, regardless of the circumstances. You've been faithful over a few things. I will make you what? Over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Do you think when you enter the joy of the Lord one day, you think when you pass this life and you're now with the Lord and you're in the joy of the Lord, you're going to think, you think you're going to remember what Sister So-and-so said about your dress? Say, you think I'm going to remember the bald joke, say? Probably. I probably will. Revelation 22, behold, I come quickly, Jesus said, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. You keep working. Keep doing. Let's keep moving, guys. Keep moving. Jesus talking to these rascals. What did I learn today? Here we go. Pop them up. I wish you'd say them with me. I'm going to wear you out. Here we go. Ready? Take a deep breath. We learned four of them. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. I am blessed and I am happy when I extend mercy to others. Mercy means the blessing and happiness is knowing God has and will continue to show mercy to me. You're a quarter of the way home. Number two. Big breath. Here we go. I am blessed and I am happy when I continually acknowledge that I am made inwardly clean through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. The blessing and happiness is knowing I will literally see Jesus one day. It's gonna happen. You're halfway home. You're feeling better. Some of you are even smiling. I think you know because football's coming. Here we go. Number three. I am blessed and I am happy when I endeavor to share with others how to have a true inward peace with God through Jesus Christ. The blessing and happiness is that others will know that I belong to Jesus and that they too can experience the new birth and the new life in Jesus Christ. One last one, Jesus says. Just to make you happy, He says. I am blessed and I am happy because I know, as a follower of Jesus Christ, that I too will be misunderstood and even mistreated, but the blessing and happiness is confidently knowing that there is a great reward awaiting me in heaven. Wow. Can you say it three times? Can we get up on our feet? If you can, if you're able to go ahead and stand up with me. If you're able. Three times. Here we go. Loud. Now we want to be loud. We want to be loud. Okay? Here we go. I'd like you to say, "Believe God blesses," with me three times really loud. Would you? Before we start out on this journey with Jesus, like we're the disciples. Can't you hear him cheering? Come on. Here we go. One, two, three. Here we go. Believe God blesses. Believe God blesses. Louder. Believe God blesses. Come on. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord.